Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Los Angeles Kings and a yet-to-be-determined team are remaining. It's time to reveal who has the number one pick in the draft.
The number one overall selection in the 2020 NHL draft belongs to a team yet to be determined, coming from the qualifying round in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And that means that the Los Angeles Kings will select number two overall. We started out tonight with seven teams dreaming of getting the number one pick, and now suddenly 16 qualifying round teams and their cities who cheer for them are in play to get the number one overall pick. Los Angeles keeping up with this unprecedented season. It's the biggest jump ever to number one. The previous was from 5-1. This year we're going from 12-1, an unprecedented draft lottery.
Craig, did you watch it live? Were you glued to your TV for the NHL?
I was not.
Draft lottery Friday night for the suspense of the mystery team winning?
I followed it on Twitter.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I know. Unless you had money on it, unless you bet who is going to win tonight's NHL lottery, you were not. I don't think there's any way you were following or watching that.
By follow it, I mean at the end when I knew it was done, I went on Twitter to see who got the first pick.
Yes, and the hilarity that ensued when no team won it. And it leaves the door ajar for the Penguins once again to win an NHL draft lottery. We're going to start with this. We actually have a lot to do today. Andrew Filippone, no Chris Muller. Craig's here. Brian Baldinger is going to join me in 20 minutes. He did a lengthy sit-down with Minka Fitzpatrick, a one-on-one with him, and picked his brain. Film junkie to film junkie. I'm going to ask Brian about the big NFL story today, Cam Newton signing with the Patriots. Zach Banner is going to join me in the 5 o'clock hour. Mike Tomlin gave him a vote of confidence. And we're going to talk to him about the right tackle job and more, plus Pierre Maguire on this NHL draft lottery situation. I was on the showdown last night with Papiani and Rich Walsh, and we talked about this. We also have more from last night. There was a bit of a testy situation. I'm a little bit apprehensive. I have a TV hit with Bob in about 2 hours, and I'm very concerned about it, Craig. Because I feel like we got so deep into the debate last night that I'm just hoping that Bob didn't take it personally.
That bad?
It got a little confrontational, yes.
And we have that audio?
We have it, yeah. So hopefully, bygones can be bygones there, and it's not a big deal. But we're talking about here the Penguins now in a situation where if for some reason hell freezes over and they get beat by Montreal, they have a 1-in-8 chance of winning the first pick in the draft. And there's a once-in-a-generation player at the top, Alexis Lafreniere, who is one of the best wingers to come out of amateur hockey, junior hockey in decades. You know, the idea that you could have a Jágr-type winger to go with Sidney Crosby, a la Jágr with Lemieux. Like, it's the same kind of thing where you have a player now who, even though he's not a centerman or defenseman, is such an amazing playmaker as a wing that he's far and away the best player in this draft, and he's looked at as maybe a future MVP and future Hall of Famer. He's that good, scouts think. And Pierre Maguire will tell us more about him at 4 o'clock. But I'm that gets me to the point on the TV show last night where Rich Walsh says that there are Penguins fans that would like to see the Penguins lose to get this guy. That there are Penguins fans out there that wouldn't mind to see the Penguins lose to get him. And that, you know, this isn't kind of a black and white thing where Penguins win, they get to the next round, they lose, they pick first overall. I mean, there would, again, be another lottery that takes place. They would have to win it against seven other losing teams. But I thought that was a wild idea. That was a hypothetical that I will admit I had briefly thought about when I saw the news Friday that a question mark mystery team, a placeholder team, had won the NHL lottery. And I asked myself the question, like, if the Penguins lose to Montreal, if they lose to Montreal, am I going to be somehow satisfied, or am I going to be placated by the point that they can win the lottery? And my immediate answer was no. I don't think that the agony or the embarrassment of losing to Montreal would be somehow replaced by, you know, clutching a rabbit's foot or four-leaf clover and keeping my fingers crossed that the Penguins won this lottery. I asked myself, too, if a genie could come out of a bottle right now and say to me, I can guarantee you the number one overall pick. You have two options. You can either take the number one overall pick right now or take your chances in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Which one would you want? And I think even with a proposal like that, I would still say, let me roll the dice and gamble on the Penguins in the playoffs this year. I know that it's a different looking tournament, and there might be some of you who think if you win this tournament, it's not the same as winning a Stanley Cup in a normal year. I actually think it would be more memorable and more special because that Stanley Cup winner is, in our lifetime, as long as people are around who lived through this, are going to remember this year and are going to remember this year's champion if we're able, knock on, I don't have any wood around here, if we are able to play this whole thing out, like this, I think this champion is going to be remembered for decades. It's going to become one of the most memorable championship teams in hockey history. So I think the Penguins are good enough to do it. They have Jake Guentzel back. Their blue line is healthy as long as Letang is allowed to play. You've got John Marino. You've got two goalies, which that's worked for the Penguins in winning back-to-back cups. Sidney Crosby is rested and ready to go. Malkin's having a career year. I get it. If they won a lottery, if they won this player, if they got this player, you could make the argument that it would continue this lineage, this legacy of the Penguins always having the best player in the world, from Mario to Sid to Jagr and Malkin and now Lafreniere. But I think they've got too much invested in this team to even think about what happened Friday night. If this were like a Mike Johnston Penguins team and there had major weaknesses and major flaws and had kind of backdoored their way into the playoffs, I would feel differently. But even though they are stuck in the play-in round, I like their chances as much as anyone's. I think you've got Boston and Tampa, obviously, Washington, Philly do a, you know what? I don't like Washington. Let me throw them out. Boston, Tampa, kind of Philly, but, you know, they've got the demons and the ghosts of 40 years of not winning a Stanley Cup to deal with. Carolina gets healthy on defense, but the Penguins are right there. So even if you could assure me, hey, do you want to take the number one pick now or do you want to roll the dice and see what happens in the playoffs? I would still choose the latter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.